birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome to Toy Tribes of Israel Congregation. Our telephone number is 888-447-1695. You can email us at scribe@riseisrael.com. Visit us at 12t.co.
On the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
So we're back, brothers and sisters, to another episode of The Laws of Moses or of God. Last time we were going over how the Heavenly Father himself spoke to the children of Israel and gave them the Ten Commandments. Let's start back there and give you a little recap of that. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And it says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." That's the first commandment. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth." That's part of the second commandment. When we jump down in the chapter, and we read from verse 18, it says, "And all the people," so not Moses by himself, but all the people of Israel, "saw the thundering, and the lightnings, and the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off." Because when they saw that, they got so afraid. Remember, they were told you can't even touch the mountain or else you die. So they moved far back like, whoa, what is going on? They were shocked. And they said unto Moses, "Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." So here's proof that a whole nation of people, our fathers, from whom we come from, your father, my mother, your mother, when we go back in our lineage, they got to hear the voice of God. And they were so afraid that they decided together, instead of God speaking to us, because it was a terrible sight and a terrible experience, very fearful and frightening, they said, "Let Moses instead be on our behalf a mediator, where he will tell us what God said, and we have questions, and Moses doesn't know the answer, he'll go to God and ask on our behalf." So this is what happened in our history. An amazing thing, though, about learning this is that one of the commandments from the Ten is a commandment that proves that the laws are not of Moses. The laws are coming directly from God. For example, right here in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." So what is the Sabbath day? It explains, it says, "6 days shalt thou labor." So in other words, in 6 days, you could do all your chores and do all thy work. And if you have a job, in 6 days you have to do whatever work that is righteous, whatever livelihood you have 6 days to perform it. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Now, when it says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, that means that the week of the ancient Israelites was a seven-day week, just like ours today. That's kind of interesting, because it says, let's read on, in it thou shalt not do any work. So on that seventh day, you're forbidden, you're not allowed to go to your jobs or do anything that will be according to the livelihood that provides for your family. It says, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle. So what that means is that no one is allowed to do any chores on that seventh day. That day is a day of rest. It says, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth. Moses was not there when the Lord made heaven and earth. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth. So in other words, the 6 working days that we have is mimicking the 6 days that the Lord took to create heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So how can this law, this commandment be from Moses? Today in churchianity, one of the biggest things that is taught is that the Sabbath is no longer to be honored or observed or kept. If you keep that, you get associated with modern Judaism or Seventh-day Adventists. But the Bible doesn't speak of Seventh-day Adventists, and modern Judaism is not where the Sabbath comes from. The Sabbath comes from the Heavenly Father when He created everything in 6 days. The seventh day is commemorating the creation, that we were made by Him, that we are His creatures. He gave us that day as a day of rest to honor Him, to worship Him, to pray to Him, to study His word, come together as a people, and be rested spiritually and physically. Because even the animals, servants, get that day as a day of relaxation, where no chores is allowed, no work is allowed of any kind. So if we go to the book of Genesis, are we going to read about the Sabbath? Remember, Moses is not there during the creation. Moses is born in the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus. So let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Actually, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 first. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to read from verse 1. Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So this chapter is covering the topic of the creation, which at some point we should definitely read together and examine it. Why it took God 6 days? Why didn't He not just do it in one shot? There's so many questions that could be answered by reading this chapter. If we jump to the last verse of Genesis chapter 1, which is verse 31, it says, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Not just good, very good. And the evening and the morning were the 6 days. So it did take Him 6 days. Everything He created was very good. He was happy with what was made, and everything was finished. And the 6th day hath ended. Thus, now we're in chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. The Heavenly Father finished everything in 6 days. And all the host of them, when it says all the host, meaning everything that was in it, like in the sea and the things, the creatures that live in the sea, man that lives on the earth, the beasts, the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything was made in those 6 days. And on the 7th day, God ended His work, which He hath made. And He rested on the 7th day from all His work, which He had made. And God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it. And when it says He blessed it, that means that that day has been set apart as holy. That's what I mean by sanctified it. If He blessed it, that means that that day is special, is holy. Is a day that is to be observed. It's not an ordinary day. It's not a regular day like every other day of the week. Because one of the things that our people like to say is, well, you could worship and honor God every day, but it's not every day that God blessed. It's not every day that God sanctified. And by you keeping the Sabbath day, that blessing And that sanctification that is done for that day passes down to you. It actually will be something that will be a blessing to you, and you will see the blessing, and you will actually be sanctified on that day as well. You will be made holy on that day. But that's something that we're going to cover on another time. So God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Plain and simple, Moses cannot have been around when that happened. The only reason Moses knows about it is because when he went to the mount for 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments was not the only thing that was said to him. He was also taught the secrets of times. He was taught about the beginning, about the creation, all the way up to his time period. And then he was even shown future prophecies, which he himself taught the children of Israel, and is documented in the Bible, and some of it has already come to pass. When someone says, those are the laws of Moses, we don't have to keep the Sabbath, that was Moses' law, you are incorrect. The Sabbath day was something that was instituted, something that was established from the creation. Just like St. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. Right here we're seeing an example of the Word of the Most High being put into place from the creation. So the commandments, the laws, actually in fact existed before Moses. The wisdom of God existed before Moses. Now the word Sabbath, we didn't read it in chapter 2 because we're reading English. But when you read chapter 2 in the Hebrew, the word for rest is Shabbat, which means Sabbath. So just like the Ten Commandments told us, 6 days God created the heavens and the earth and everything that is in them, but on the seventh day, he blessed it and made it holy and called it the Sabbath, the day of rest. What's wrong with resting, brothers and sisters? I don't know what's wrong with that. Don't you want some rest? Don't you want some relaxation? Don't you want to spend time with your family? I can understand why some of you don't want to spend time with your family. Maybe they're gremlins. You throw a little bit of water in them, they turn to gremlins. So with that, I'm going to give all praise and honor to the Most High, because I'm not going to be able to continue after that comment. Blessings to you and shalom.